Happy Mother's Day from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for this hour. Christopher Lawrence Dunwoody appeared in district court on Friday for an arraignment on charges of driving with a suspended license and expired license plates. The appearance followed a show cause order due to his failure to attend an earlier arraignment. Judge Ferris assessed a $30 show cause fee. Dunwoody entered a not guilty plea, and the court set a deadline of May 28th for the prosecution to provide a plea offer. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for June 18th at 10 a.m. Dunwoody was assigned court-appointed counsel, attorney Martin Perzondak, and released on a $3,500 personal recognizance bond. And Tuscola County Board of Canvassers has completed part of its review of the May 5th election, but is holding off on final certification for some races. Officials say additional ballots are still being processed due to the state signature cure period, which ends Friday, and the extended deadline for military overseas ballots, known as move ballots, due by Monday. The board plans to reconvene Tuesday afternoon to count any remaining eligible ballots. Because those outstanding votes could affect results in the Cass City Public Schools and Mayville Community School proposal, certification for those measures is being delayed until that time. Meanwhile, results in Elmwood Township have been finalized with no changes from the preliminary count. Newly elected officials Michelle Hoppe, Darrell Mendrick, and Tom Lounsbury were sworn in and have now taken office. In Huron County, a proposed update to Lake Township's recreational vehicle ordinance has been put on hold following strong public opposition. During a crowded planning commission meeting on Wednesday night, residents voiced concerns and repeatedly questioned the reasoning behind the changes. The proposal would have required property owners to obtain a temporary use permit each time an RV is used for short-term camping. Officials say the rest of the ordinance would have remained largely unchanged from the rules that have been in place since 1992. No timeline has been announced for when the proposal may be revisited. And we'll be right back.
Riding along in my automobile.
That's right, you could be riding away in your brand new automobile because it is car giveaway season once again. Thumb Broadcasting, as we do every year, will be giving away another vehicle this summer, this time a 1990 Chevy Corvette. Bright red exterior with a gray leather interior, with a 4-speed automatic transmission, custom alloy wheels, pop-up headlights, and even a removable tint glass roof. This is one hot ride you definitely want to win. So if you'd like your chance to drive away with the 1990 Chevy Corvette, then listen for your chances to enter to win on Cruise 102.1 FM, the Doc Rock and Lake Shaken Station, and AM 1340, the Thumb's Hottest Country Music, as well as by entering at local participating venues, so shop local this summer. No purchase is necessary in order to enter at the venues, but you must be 18 years of age or older to enter.
And we have two obituaries today. Marjorie Messing, age 95, of Minden City, passed away Thursday, May 7th. She was born on March 4th, 1931, in Harbor Beach, and she went on to marry Edward Messing on May 1st, 1954. Marjorie is survived by her children, Edward Jr., Christine, Claire, Gregory, Jill, and special friend John Davidson. 19 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Marjorie will be Wednesday, May 13th at 11:30 a.m. at St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church of the Holy Apostles Parish in Ruth. Visitation will be at 10 a.m. until time of services at the church at 11:30 a.m. Cremation will follow, and the arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. And Marvin Messing passed away peacefully Sunday, December 14th, 2025, at his home in Mesa, Arizona, at the age of 87. He was born August 13th, 1938, in Ruth, Michigan, and went on to marry Lorreen Hileski in 1961. Marvin dedicated 65 years of his life to farming, and he is survived by his devoted wife, Lorreen, his seven children, Greg, Lynette, Teresa, Denise, Karen, Michael, and Joel, 14 grandchildren, and seven great-grandchildren. A mass of Christian burial will be held for Marvin Messing on Saturday, May 16th at St. Columbiaville Sheridan Corners Catholic Church at 11 a.m. Visitation will take place Friday, May 15th at McAlpin Funeral Home from 3 to 8 p.m., with a rosary taking place at 7 p.m., and also on Saturday from at the church from 10 until time of service. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be offered to the St. Columbiaville Cemetery Fund or St. Jude's Research Hospital. Condolences can be shared with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
Looking for something fun to do in the Thumb? Stay connected with ThumbNet's community calendar. From festivals and fundraisers to concerts and community events, you'll find everything happening right here in the Thumb and beyond. Check it out anytime on your laptop, tablet, or cell phone. Where you go, ThumbNet goes with you. Don't miss out on what's happening near you. Visit ThumbNet.net's website and stay connected to your community. Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seaboyne Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And we're back with more news. The United States Navy confirmed today that 58 commercial vehicles attempting to enter or exit Iranian ports have been redirected. This action is part of a broader naval blockade intended to enforce maritime security following threats to global trade routes. The blockade has sparked concerns over global oil prices, though the Department of Energy reports that domestic reserves remain stable. Command centers are monitoring the Strait of Hormuz closely to prevent further disruptions to international shipping lanes. The United Nations has officially welcomed a three-day ceasefire between Ukraine and Russia, scheduled from May the 9th to May 11th. The pause in hostilities was brokered to allow for a large-scale prisoner exchange and the delivery of humanitarian aid to frontline communities. Observers on the ground report that ceasefire is largely held through its second day, though both sides remain on high alert. The UN hopes this window of peace can serve as foundation for more permanent diplomatic negotiations. And we'll be right back with a look at your precision weather forecast with meteorologist Steve Adamson right after this.
Do you receive SNAP food assistance? When it's time to update your information, it's important to keep your information fresh and report any changes to your income, employment, family situation, or address. Life changes. Make sure your benefits keep up. Together, we can help keep food on the table. Learn more at michigan.gov/food assistance. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.